Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. Welcome to New Beginnings Radio with your host, Shan. How is everyone this evening? It's good to be back with you again. It is Thursday. Is it August? Yeah, August the 13th, 2015. And we are here live in the studio with some awesome guests, some honorary guests tonight. So for all of my new listeners, thank you for coming and joining us tonight and joining the family and hanging out with us on this Thursday evening. Again, welcome. Good evening. This is your host, Shan, first giving honor to God for all of his excellence, all of his excellence, and everything that you have up until this moment experienced today whether it was good, bad, indifferent, or ugly, you were here to experience it. So you should be grateful, 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 grateful. He's always faithful to us, even when we aren't faithful to him or ourselves. So as I always say, he made a promise to us never to leave us or forsake us. So during the good time and the bad times, even the worst of times, he's always there. So today I am grateful, and I hope that you are too. New listeners, thank you so much for going and liking the Facebook page. I hope you saw the new banner that just went up. Compliments of Dr. Chantel Malachi. Thank you so much for pouring into New Beginnings Radio. Thank you for joining the family. Check us out. We just connected to the Google Hangout. So if you want to actually hang out with us tonight on the Google Hangout, go find me on there, Chandra Thompson, and we can actually see our guest tonight. Isn't that exciting? So tonight, we are going to get into it. We have an hour, and we want to give just about all of that hour to our guest tonight. So for you all who are new, as always, I want to give you an explanation of New Beginnings Radio. This is where we commit to learning, growing, doing, becoming awesome in your divine purpose that God has created you to accomplish. Embracing the experience, being excited about the blessing and the calls that he has on your life. New Beginnings has the ability to bring awareness to all topics concerning mind, body, spirit, healing, health, and wellness. The vision here is to increase the importance of healthy spiritual lifestyle living. We also have a passion for creating positive and beneficial exposure to businesses, different styles of music, nonprofit organizations, for-profit organizations, and just real people who have turned their testimony into a pursuit to help others. Tonight, we are going to focus on music. Isn't that exciting? Music, mentoring, empowering women is going to be awesome tonight. Our message delivers a positive benefit of optimal health, viewing the mind, body, and spirit as one unit and not as a separate entity. It is not separate. It is connected. Contrary to what people may think, hear, or tell you, if one is not functioning properly, then there's a default in all three. Please keep that in mind. Here, we foster your spiritual growth, increase consciousness, awareness, and participate in engaging conversation. And tonight, we will do just that. So I'm so very, very glad to have you here this evening. I don't take it for granted that you are here with me tonight, because there are a million other things you could have done, places that you could have gone, but you chose to be here and spending your time with me. So I appreciate you to the fullest. So guess what I found out? This is our Guess What I Found Out event segment this weekend. Did y'all know that it was Down Home Family Reunion this weekend? Yes, Abner Clay Park Down Home Family Reunion. If you are in Richmond, Virginia, make your way to Abner Clay Park. Is it off of Lee Street? I think it's off of Lee and Clay. Yeah, so make your way over there. I think the time frame is maybe 1 to 7, 1 to 4. Don't quote me. Find it on Facebook and get that. But if you are in Richmond, Virginia, try to check that out this weekend. And I think the word of today is going to go back to epic and phenomenal, because that's what we're going to run into tonight, some epic situations with phenomenal results. And so tonight we are going to take some time out and listen to a friend of mine. That's good. I can call her a friend. A friend of mine. Kind of go way back, a few years back, and bringing her up to speed. If you are in Richmond, Virginia, and you are into poetry, if you're into speakeasy, if you're into art, music, you might know who she is. So what I'm going to do now is I am actually going to play a song of hers, and then when we come back from this break, we are going to talk to Tisha. Oh, Wow, Latisha Lassane, did y'all hear that? Isn't that phenomenal? We have her in the studio tonight, and I'm excited about that. So let me give you a little bit of background about Latisha Lassane, better known as Tisha. That's what I know her as, Tisha, but we know we're going to go by the government too. So singer, songwriter, spoken word, MC, artist, college basketball coach, mental health counselor, and college professor. All of this coming out of Richmond, Virginia. This is awesome. Born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, Tisha is an empowering daughter, coach, mentor, athlete, poet, musician, and speaker. Her love for music began at the young age of 5 years old in her church choir. Ever since then, it has been hard to take the microphone out of her hand. Unlike most musicians, her music blossomed from her own form of expression. That's deep, poetry. Singing and writing would come in the near future. Wonder how that happened. We'll get into that. Tisha is a self-taught musician. We're talking gifts and talents here, y'all. Meaning that there was no time for being tone deaf. With all of these musical tools instilled in her, she was able to influence people through her music and her words of wisdom. Her passion for music. Music is something that will never cease. Not a gift and a talent. It can't cease. Gonna make room for you. While she continues to expand in her music, in the music industry, she has been able to release 2 CDs, 1 R&B and 1 gospel. Tisha is currently working on a new music project, and we'll talk about that tonight to add to her personal portfolio to get the news out about those unheard soul artists, which is kind of where we might be able to do something with that right here at New Beginnings Radio. There's more to this artist than just her voice. She's ready to get the message out to those who are ready to listen. Tisha, how are you this evening?
I am great. I'm great.
Okay, so
tell me a little bit about who Tisha is. Well, I guess kind of the main thing about me is music is really a part of my cloth. My mom had me going to every type of musical you could think of in the city of Richmond, from going to see Larry Bland and the Volunteer Choir to Adele Riddell, to going to all of the stage plays and hearing people like Tony Cosby deliver the Martin Luther King speech. So things like that, being introduced to the arts at an early age is really a part of my cloth. My mom definitely made sure she instilled, you know, the gift of music, and it just so happened, you know, with that, other things came with it, you know, the writing and stuff like that. So I think my background is music, and that's anything that I do in life, I can always go to music and find that peace, so.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So your mother, very instrumental in your life, very instrumental at a very young age.
Yes.
How did that make you feel different when you were younger?
Actually, it didn't, because my mom had me when she was 16. So that kind of, that for me, that's almost like, you know, at that time, it was almost like I was written off before I even had a chance to be somebody. My mom had to drop out of high school and get her GED, but she eventually, you know, kind of pushed forward and went and got her CNA license and things like that. So it was almost good because my mom was my best friend, but she was also my biggest inspiration because I'd never seen her, like, really give up on anything. So it was different, but then at the same time, it was, I feel blessed because I had, the mom that I had was one of the best, so I'm good with that.
Okay, and she is a dear, dear, sweet spirit. I thought she was going to be here tonight. I need some homemade sweets, but that ain't happening.
Yeah.
So she had you young, and you learned a lot from this process. You learned to push. You mm-hmm. learned to be persistent. Somewhere down the line, you had to have learned to be open, because her being 16, she was a child herself, so she was growing and rearing you with the knowledge that she had. So you had to learn to be open. How did being open develop into musical awareness for you?
I think being open allows you to absorb more. Being open allowed me to kind of soak in the things that was going on around me. And thanks to my mom, I had the filter to know what to keep and what not to keep, for the most part, most of the time. Of course, as a child growing up, you know, I really feel like we grew up together. So me being open, I sometimes learned from her mistakes and learned from things that she did. And we even had conversations. I remember my mom going through a divorce, and I was about 11 or 12, right after my uncle dying, which was her only brother at the time. And I remember him dying, and about a year later, she went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And, like, we got through that together, you know, just that whole hard time, we got through it together. So being open allowed me to see that, you know, you can be open to things, you can soak in these things, but you have to find a way to make use of them. And that's what inspired the music, making use of all of those ugly things that may have happened in life. So, you know, it's bad, but something positive can come out of it.
Definitely something positive can come out of it. It can take me on a journey from, let's say, about age 8 to maybe about age 15. Take me on a journey on what life looked like for teacher.
Okay. The home life was always pretty good. I went through a lot of things as a kid. We lived in Creighton Court, so that was a rough life, you know, just by itself. But my mom always had the type of standards where, you know, we didn't even know, really realize we lived in the project, or that was a bad thing, because our house was not like a project. And my mom always, it was almost like whatever you have, you make the best of it. So that made me feel like, okay, well, you know, this is where we at. I never even knew it was anything outside there, because I thought that we were living a life, because that's what she always made us feel like. So from that, it always gave me a good, I always had a positive outlook on myself, but it was the people around me. At home, I knew that, you know, I'm mama's baby, you know, it's me and my brother, and everything is good. But it was the outward people, and that's when I learned about the world, around about 8, 9, because I always was into sports. So, you know, that's shunned upon by guys, and the girls are looking at me like, oh, she want to play with the boys. So that was a hard time for me, because I was still understanding myself.
Okay.
But, you know, from 8 to 15, I kind of went through the guys kind of hating on me, and to the point where they wanted to choose me on their team, to the point where I was like the star basketball player by the time I was 15. So sports came along with the basketball, you know, later on in life. So it was like, hey, she can sing and she can play ball. So it was kind of a positive for me.
Okay. All right. So we're singing and we're playing ball. We're getting into an area where middle school is hard. It's hard because you are coming into an area where you're trying to learn who you are. You want to make sure that you kind of blend in with your peers. And then there's situations, you know, you don't want to be bothered with or get into, that type of thing. So middle school is hard. It's hard having gone through it. It's hard having watched my children go through it. It's hard having been a middle school teacher. So I kind of see it all, especially through the grade levels of 6 through 8, maybe 9. So it's hard. So that is probably your most critical point in time in your life, when you are expressing who Tisha is.
Yes.
And you're using the sports. I'm sure you're using a little bit of the singing at that point, but then you're relying on what your mother instilled to you. And I'm going to go back to that when you were saying that you grew up in Creighton Court and outside of your house, you didn't know that's where you were.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the idea that your mother instilled into you very, very, very young that it doesn't matter where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. Sometimes it don't matter what it looks like on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have been poured into with some strong core values, a true belief system, and that's probably the spiritual root we're going to get into when we talk about a part of your music. But when you're being poured into that way, it gives you the opportunity for hope. And I think that's so important because I see a lot of young people now who are growing up in the projects,
mm-hmm.
and you can just look in their eyes right now and there's no less there.
Yeah.
And they're so young, haven't even gone through half of what they're going to go through, so we think. But a lot of those kids have gone through double than what we even
mm-hmm.
can imagine.
Yeah.
So not having that hope, not having a mother to press forward and to press through everything that she had to press through being young with a child, wanting to do better for herself and her children. So I really do applaud her for being encouraged by whomever encouraged her
mm-hmm.
to give you and show you better, you and your brother. So basketball, truly, if you were a star basketball player at mm-hmm. age 15, that was an expression. What do you think you were expressing at that time?
I think at that moment, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a while, I was trying to figure it out. And once I got to high school, that was another thing that I kind of stumbled upon was basketball. I enjoyed different sports. I ran track in middle school, and I had basketball in middle school. But once I got to high school, it was like I had different high school coaches in that district kind of fighting for me to come to the school.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is so much bigger than I really realized. And that was really deep. And you know, my dad, he was pretty instrumental for some portions of my life. He was never really physically there, but he did give me a lot of wisdom as well. And like I said, I learned from all situations. So even in the negative of our relationship, I've learned a lot. So even during that time, my dad was a star wrestler at the same school I attended. So he went to the Olympics and things like that around the time that I was growing up. And it was, you know, it was big because it kind of let me see in both of my parents that as long as you fight, you can obtain your goals. So, so that was kind of how it was for me, you know, that 14, 15 mark. And once I saw that as a basketball player, I'm like, man, I figured it out. This is what I'm supposed to do. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So when did we start singing?
Well, I started singing... initially at Cedar Street Baptist Church, that's the church that we attended. And I was in a children's choir, and it was one particular Sunday. You know, I used to always go home and sing all the songs that the kids that we sung, especially the lead parts, because I never had a lead part. And it was one particular.
I always want a lead part.
Exactly.
And then sometimes you don't want to sing it, but you just want to have it.
Just have it.
Yeah.
So it was funny because it was this one song that was like my favorite song. And my choir director, Miss Eva Hurt, I love her to this day. She is still around and kicking and has a strong
voice. Oh, wow.
Miss Eva Hurt, she handed me the microphone on my favorite song. And I don't know, I guess the soloist wasn't there that Sunday, so she just kind of was passing the mic around, and I got the mic. And like my bio said, once I got the microphone in my hand, I could not put it down. I sung that song like I had been singing it for years, and I probably was about six. So you would have thought I wrote that song and everything. It was called "Old as Jesus." So, so that's how that started in the church.
Well,
choir.
Give me a little bit. Give me a little bit of that.
Oh, Lord.
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Me. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me home.
Okay, we get ready to go home.
What? So that's actually what I sung when I was about 6 years old. Not like that, but yeah.
Yeah, but we get it. All right. Wonderful. I love it. Okay, so we got a little gospel in us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some roots.
Yeah,
we got some roots in the foundation, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'm proud of it. I will let my listeners know that after Tisha left Cedar Street, her family ended up at my church, and that's exactly where I met her, and I was introduced to her voice. I was introduced to her strong personality, and strong not meaning belligerent strong, but just huge personality that was wonderful, always ready to jump in, always ready to help do something, always wanted to get everybody involved, still that way. Want to get everybody involved, just get on one accord and just do what it is that we're there to do. And while we were at church, it was to praise the Lord and to give God honor. And she showed that her gifts and talents right there at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. So for all the ones who are listening, who are home for us at Pleasant Grove, we definitely know exactly what the voice has brought to us over the years, and it's just beautiful. And I truly, it is. Glory to God. And I really know that to be self-taught has to be one of the most valuable gifts in the music industry, and to be able to recognize the fact that it's a gift. When you realize that that's what it was that God gave you, how did you feel?
I felt, like, why me? Not why me, oh, Lord, why me, but oh, Lord, why me? How did you choose me to do all of these things for you? Like, what, you know, I almost felt like I wasn't good enough for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and to this day, like, when I first started, when I realized that I had those gifts, it was like, wow. Now what do I do? And I just kind of started. That's when I really started writing, when I realized I had the talents to learn instruments. My mom bought me my first piano. She bought me my first guitar as an adult. She said, hey, I'm going to make up for lost time. As an adult, she bought me my first keyboard, my first guitar. So, yeah, that's how I felt, like, wow, God, you're putting all this on me. You're entrusting me to get this message across.
Okay, so what else are we doing? So we're playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We are making great success and strides in playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about where that led you a little bit later. So we're singing, we're realizing we have these God-given gifts and talents, and we're kind of working our way into, you know, seeing how they work in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind right now. So how do we get from, let's talk about high school,
okay.
your senior year in high school. What did that look like? So you have all of these things under you now,
mm-hmm.
and you're realizing who Leticia is. You're finding out who you are. You're exemplifying bits and portions of who you are. What happened senior year? What's going on?
Okay. Well, let's say prior to that junior year, I had about 10 different D1 schools that were after me, which was big for the Richmond area as a basketball player, because I was an honor roll student up until, you know, my junior year. Senior year didn't happen for me. I actually dropped out of school.
What?
Yeah. So my senior year was almost like the fairy tale life, and it's gone. And it was a lot of things that I was dealing with myself, and again, kind of finding myself and figuring out, this is a point where I stopped going to church. I was angry with God. I was kind of having some residual stuff from my uncle passing away a few years that I never really dealt with. And it was just, I just was angry. And I said, you know, I left home. I left home when I was 16. I spent my 17th birthday actually in the streets. So, I didn't graduate. I lost basketball. I lost, you know, of course, the honor roll. All the schools that wanted me wouldn't even speak to me after that, because I was kind of like the problem child at that point. So about a year later, I ended up having to go get my GED.
Okay.
So I was able to get back on track. Me and my mom's relationship was bad for about a year or so, and then we started to mend, and from that time, we got closer than we ever were before. So I think it's one of those things that don't break you, you know, will only make you stronger. And that made everything in my life, my passion, my drive, my relationships, everything was stronger after that. So, yeah.
Now, that is amazing. And I had no idea that that was your journey.
Yep.
Wow. So even in that process of finding yourself, see, here at New Beginnings Radio, when I talk to people about what God has for me to do and, you know, what my calling is and how I got here, I talk about the new beginning because the show is designed to highlight and feature people, everyday people who go through something that other people might imagine that is tragic or, you know, it was just so horrible. How did they make it? When in actuality, it's your journey. It's your testimony. It's going to get you where you have to go, but you got to go through it.
Yeah.
And so your journey, your testimony, not even knowing that that was your situation. So it was a lot going on from age 16 to probably, as a mom, I probably would have to guess around about age 22, 23.
Of me getting myself together.
Okay. So even in that process, somewhere down the line, you realize, I got to go back to school. What was a deciding factor for you going back and getting your GED?
Well, from 16 to 19, I was having the most storm. And well, I'll say 16 to 18 is where the biggest storm was. And me just really trying to figure it all out. Like I said, I left home, so it was more so me running away from home. So my mom went through a lot with me. I'm talking about calling the police every day, running around looking for me. I mean, it was an emotional roller coaster for her. And I can't even imagine, you know, what type of heartache she went through with me at that time, which is why I make up for it every day now. But definitely. So it was almost like, so around about 18 or so, that's, you know, by that time, my mom, we had just rekindled our relationship, and she was like, you know, basketball was always my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I have to get into basketball. So I got my GED about 19, and then that, I started going back to church.
Okay.
So right around, everything kind of came back together around the same time. I started going back to church. I started singing back in the choir. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I came to Pleasant Grove. We left and went to Pleasant Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was so much more instrumental there. And then I was really, really realizing my purpose. So all that kind of, you know, it all came together. You know, I said basketball was a thing that really made me realize, okay, you still have to go to college. You still want to play. And that's what pushed me forward, getting back into church, getting regrounded, and then, you know, staying focused.
All right. Okay. So we're finding ourselves again. Life looks a little bit better in the situation and our choices. How did you end up at VCU?
VUU.
VUU.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the thing. So all of the Division I schools that wanted me initially, and when I told them that, you know, I have a GED, I have taken my SATs, you know, I'm ready to play, they wouldn't. One coach responded, and then after that, he wouldn't respond again. The other ones never even responded back. Hampton was the only one who actually talked to me for a little bit. So I said, okay. I used to go to Union all the time to their open gym and play, and I used to just, like, give their players the business. So the coach always – actually, Coach Barbara Burgess, she used to coach at Huguenot. We used to have an open gym where a lot of women played ball. And she said, you know, she'll always be like, little bit, you need to get in college. You need to go to school, because she used to coach against me at Howard Springs. And she said, you really need to go to school. So she ended up getting the job at Virginia Union, but I still hadn't had everything in order. She left before I could go and play under her. And the new coach that came in, I still would go up there and play open gym. And I was like, coach, I want to go to school. I was about 23. He said, well, because he'd already heard that I tried the first time. So he said, well, if you go to Reynolds and you get 24 credits and transfer, I'll give you a full ride. So I said, okay. I enrolled at Reynolds, and I went a summer semester and one fall semester, and I had my 24 credits. Like, coach, I'm ready. And he's like, well, I'm glad that you did it that quickly, but you have to actually go a full year. that went the spring semester came back. He kept his word, and that was Coach Moses Golat. So he kept his word and got me at Union. Once I got to Union, then I played. I tried out for softball under Coach Reva Green. I got a scholarship for that. Then I got an academic scholarship because I stayed on the dean's list the entire time. So it all panned out, you know. I was able to live my dream on several different levels. I sung in the choir there under Dr. Barnett. So, yeah, it was cool. I'm glad that things happened the way that it did because I would not trade that experience.
Oh, and that's the journey. And that's what's so important when you look at – that's why it's important not to be judgmental. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what somebody is going through.
Yep.
And anytime, any place, that person could be going through the most weakest point in their life that they ever would go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so – your tenacity, I guess around the time that I met you,
mm-hmm.
I still would have not known.
Yeah.
Or even believed if you had told me back then because you never looked like what you were going through.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because I've been through some stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people will be like, really? You? Yeah, me. But I never really looked like what I was going through.
Uh-huh.
That was just by the grace of God and the favor that he had. Or he has over my life. So I'm excited to even hear through the weakest point and the most, probably the hardest point in the time,
mm-hmm.
there was rejection. I'm sure there was
ugliness going on.
Yeah, it was ugly inside
yeah.
and out.
Mm-hmm.
You found the strength.
Yeah.
And that was good. And so this helped when you talk to these young women.
Yeah.
And these young guys are still with, but the most of the girls put the girls' basketball. But for them to know that Coach has been through it,
mm-hmm.
they can get through it too. And today we need that as much
yeah.
as possible. We need a lot of transparency. And I talk to my daughter all the time, and I had to, it's been a 12-year journey now with understanding truly the transparency of your testimony.
Yeah.
And it's not meant for you to feel ashamed about it. It's not because at the end of the day, we didn't go through none of that for ourselves.
Yep.
We didn't go through
somebody else. Yep. I agree.
We learned through the process, but it was really to save somebody else. And so I just think that in this day and time, transparency is, maybe I should change the word of the day. From epic and phenomenal to transparency
yeah.
because you have to be. And with this, the younger generation having so much against them,
mm-hmm. very true.
If they can't come to an adult or somebody that they trust, even sometimes it could be their peers, and you can't show them transparency, we lost.
Yep.
So for you to be able to share your story, talking about how all the things you went through, even dropping out of school, to go back, get it. Still play basketball.
Yep.
And then we turn around and we're mentoring girls
yep.
on this level. How did we get here?
Okay, so we got here. So after I graduated from Virginia Union in 2008 with a degree in education. I wanted to teach people, you know, especially children. But I wanted to, like you said, that our journey is not for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think God definitely gives us. He chooses who he wants to have it the roughest. And I just feel like I'm the highly favorite to have it the roughest, you know, because he knows that we are the ones that can carry the load.
Yeah.
And everybody don't have the strength to carry the load or the support. with that happening, I think what it made me kind of focus on, okay, so I'm here, so now I have to figure out a way to reach out to people. In 2007, I actually went on to, I didn't play basketball my senior year because I had three knee surgeries in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't play basketball my senior year, which I only had one semester left anyway. I only had to do 3.5 years at Union. So I started coaching high school basketball, and I met my old high school coach while I was teaching, substitute teaching at an elementary school. And he said, well, they're hiring for the JV coach over there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, really? Okay. So I went and applied, and of course I got it because of my ties with them, and got the job, and that's where I first had opportunity to really start giving back. And with that, you know, I started coaching high school basketball, then I started coaching AAU that following summer, which is where this young lady comes from.
Okay.
Miss Kiara Gaines. So
yeah, let's talk to Kiara.
Yeah, so that's how she was my first group of kids that I coached for AAU basketball, and 8 years later she's still here. After college she just graduated. So she's like this is one of my definitely success cases, and I support her as much as I can to be sure that she don't make the mistakes that I've made, and to keep her on the right track, and she knows that she has me. So that's what I want to do. I want, like you said, for these young people to have somebody that's transparent and they know that they can trust. That's what's important, because a lot of times you can't talk to your mom, your dad, grandma. They don't understand. So you need that person. You need that person that you can go to. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and come right back. Here is another track from Tisha. Just sit back and listen. Thanks, guys, for hanging in there with us.
I don't even know where to start, but it seems like our problems are deeper than just us. I don't even know where to start, but it seems like our problems are deeper than just us. It's like something in your past is haunting you, and it's preventing us from moving forward. Every day I wake up and I wonder, why am I still here? And the one question I ask myself every day is, why stay?
Why do you love me? Why do you care for me? Why you do the things you do? You said that you love me. You said you would care for me. Make my dreams come true. Why do you hold me? Why you console me? Why you do the things you do?
You through, why stay? Why stay? Why stay? Why stay?
See, this love scared me. You've got the best of me. I know we've been through some things. Without you, life ain't the same. I never had a love like this, showered with hugs and sealed with a kiss. You said you would never leave, but you made me believe. Please hold me close, give you the best. Lead me, baby, to my destiny. No need to ask, I won't act a fool. Yes, I'll stay, cause your love is true.
Now I'm sitting on the edge of the world, holding on to a thought of only you.
Only
I made
you.
Mistakes that I regret to this day. I'm sorry for the things I put you through. Why stay?
And we are back. How did you like that? That is Letitia Lassane, beautiful. Why stay? Where did that come from?
Well, actually, me and Walter, Chef Major, he's a producer slash artist, vocal artist here. Very awesome guy. I love him. And I went to the studio, and he was like, man, we got to work. So I went to the studio with him, and he started playing the song, and I started writing, and he and I started writing together. And that's who's actually singing on the hook. And we started writing it together. And that song is about 3 months old. We're trying to really get a video done.
It's Nunu.
Nunu.
Yeah, that's one of the newest. Wow.
I want to be in that video.
I got to. I might have to redo all this and have a shot.
Hey.
Yeah, right. So that's where that came from.
Okay. I love it. And where what inspired it?
What inspired it? You know, a lot of times when you're in a relationship, you kind of go through things, and
you do.
And when that relationship is over, you take that into the next relationship versus a new beginning, you know. So that song is, he's asking, why should he stay? He's doing everything that he should be doing, but why should he stay and keep going through this? And a lot of times as women, we do that too. In our relationships, whether
we
hold grudges a lot longer than any other species, so we have to definitely, you know, kind of check ourselves, because if you have somebody, whether it's your kids, whether it's a family, whatever type of relationship it is, and they're saying to you, listen, I'm doing everything that I can to make this work, why should I stay here? Then you really should check yourself.
Yeah, and you bring up a very, very good point. And it was almost like you might have been listening to a conversation I was having a couple of weeks ago, when I was talking to someone about the stuff that we as women hold on to needlessly, when you really look at it, we women are brought up to believe that there's going to be this magical person that's going to come into our life, and they're going to have everything all together. They're going to be able to take care of you, and they don't even talk about the baggage that they could come with. Because fictitious person that we've been brought up to believe is going to come into our life and make everything all right.
Yep, you're right.
And so all of that baggage that we carrying around is because we believe in a lie.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're exactly right.
Everyone is going to come with something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to find out if you are really, really in a place to deal with whatever that person brings to you at that point in time. In that relationship, and the power behind that, is you have the option to say yes, you have the option to say no. But to believe that they're not going to bring anything, and then we walk around mad, and we take that from relationship to relationship.
Yeah, sometimes it's not them. It is us.
You're right. And we had that conversation. So yeah, I'm glad. So I really love that conversation. Your music, I don't know why, but that was the first one that I clicked on, and I've been like playing it all day. It's been
up. Sweet.
Shout out to Brandy Rice. Try to put myself in to where you are when you're singing and trying to feel. And then when I heard him, I was like, oh wow, this is something. This is a conversation of I'm loving you, but can we get this together?
Yeah.
And now I'm questioning myself if I should stay or if I should. Yeah, that was me.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I want to be in the video.
I
don't know what I'm going to do, but I want to be in the video. All right, let's go back to Miss Kiara. Hey, Kiara.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right, hanging out with your coach.
All the time.
All right, and hey, that's good. And the family, it's so ironic that things happen the way that they happen. Now, I didn't know who she was when she walked in the door, because the honorary person that I thought was going to be here was actually Tisha's mom, who didn't make it, but she got some goodies from me later. I know she didn't even know that I knew her mom or her uncle. So I went to school with her uncle, and I think your mom came out maybe before me, but definitely know them. So we're all family in here tonight, so that's great. But what's awesome for me is to, one, be able to know that from our roots of growing up, your mom and your uncle and that whole thing, going to Lee Davis and all of that stuff that we did and kind of hung out when we were younger, to see the fruits of their labor, family. So you just never know who you might run into. Wonderful for me is to know that you're connected to this young lady. So tell me, how instrumental is Letitia in your life?
Well, she's always been a listening ear for me. And she, like, anytime I have a problem and I need to vent, which I always do. I'll call her and I'll just vent it out. And she'll be there to give me advice and tell me the steps in order to be able to survive. Because she has more experience in some things, like she said before, than I do. Because, like most adults, when they give advice, it's because they want us not to really, like, go in the bad path in order to get where they are now. So she is there to listen.
How important is that, though, just to have her to listen?
It's important to me. I'm an only child, so I don't have siblings, and I live down the country, so
yeah.
I don't really, you know, talk. I don't, I mean, I go out, but I don't really do it that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so we have that in common. I'm an only child, too, and I grew up in the country, so, yeah, you can't talk to them trees.
Uh-uh.
You know, keep looking at birds all the time.
Yeah.
You too got a lot of cousins and all of, yeah, me too, but it wasn't like having a sister or a brother that you could go to. And of course, at your age, everything you're not going to go to your mom with. So it is important for you to have somebody who can definitely guide you, listen to you, and then, you know, get that together if she needs to, because you know, you wild and out. They all wild out. But yeah, it's good. And if you didn't have her in your life, how difficult do you think life would be for you?
Well, she's been in my life since I was young because she's my coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it all started a long time ago when I was playing.
Okay.
So it'd be difficult. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, like, it probably would.
Yeah, for that I wouldn't have no skill in the court for one.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It's like a tough love type of thing. So it really helped me get through high school, college, and hopefully for whatever's next.
Okay.
All the little things.
Yeah, what is next?
I'm going to be going overseas in a week and a few days to play ball professionally in Frankfurt, Germany.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Look at you. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud. I'm proud of you for hanging in there. I'm proud of you for being transparent, because being young and doing all that you want to do, you have to find some transparency so you can talk to her. And then when she bounces back to you, you're not taking it as a negative. You're taking it as a positive. You're going to find where you need to grow in that area, hopefully, and then come back and thank her later. That is so awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, I got to get a picture of her before she leaves. She could go to Germany and go hook it up and then act like she don't know. But that's good. That's an opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm glad you have your mentor, your coach, to be there for you. Oh, y'all going to have some high phone bills.
We're going to Skype.
Okay.
It out, so. Yeah, everybody's worried. I was like, no, I'm gonna be good. Yeah, I got a teammate over there, so
okay.
Close.
Okay.
If I can, I'm gonna be on Skype.
Okay, that's gonna be awesome. So hopefully I can talk to you before you cut out and do your thing. I'm proud of you. I'm gonna be watching you.
Thank
now
you.
Yeah, I'll keep up with Tisha,
yeah,
and find out what's going on.
I can see the link.
That is so awesome. So I'm so proud of you. So she's very instrumental in your life, as probably all the girls that you come in contact with. So the coaching, the mentoring, the mental health piece that comes in all under education, all of that is a valuable tool to what it is that you do. So I'm excited. Like, I thought I knew you, but girl, I don't know you. I am excited for you and everything that's going on with you. So we only have like 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Tell me what's going to happen, let's say, because you're probably booked up for the rest of the year.
For the most part. I'm moving soon. So I am now a college basketball coach.
Wow.
I'll be moving to Maryland in a few weeks. That's a dream of mine. I've also been wanting to be a professor, so I got a couple classes that I'll be teaching as an adjunct faculty in Maryland.
Get it.
Actually, Kiara rode with me on my interview. She goes with me everywhere. I love it. Like, come ride with me. So yeah, that's what's new. I'm also on my doctorate program. I have one more year, four more classes for my doctorate degree. I'm sorry, three more classes for my doctorate degree. And then I will be, you know, kind of using that as well with everything else. I'm also doing the public speaking thing, motivational speaking with young people, old people, all people.
Uh-huh.
And now with the music, every Thursday I'm at Luff Lounge. I host the open mic there. It's from 9 until 12. Second Fridays, I'm in Petersburg at Neptune's, which is tomorrow, Neptune's Land and Sea Restaurant from 7 until 9. What else? I'll be in a play on October 7th at the Henrico Theater. I think it's the 7th. Just check my page. If you follow me on Instagram, at Tisha Music, that's T-E-S-H-I-A Music, then you'll know everything that I'm doing. I'm trying to get into the Maryland circuit, the D.C. circuit, so if you have anything going on up there, let me know so I can kind of, you know, get myself affiliated once I move away. So
I think that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the things I'm doing on a regular basis. Everything else kind of just pop in.
Okay, all right. So what I'll do then is I will New Beginnings Radio Facebook page, New Beginnings Radio Instagram, which will be coming soon, and the website for the New Beginnings soon. So we'll be able to have your information tagged onto that.
Okay.
The CD sales, we're going to get that.
Yes, I'm working
on
that project.
Okay,
well.
All right. Completely. So the page comes up, the website comes up for you, and we'll be able to direct some traffic to you that way. I am excited to have had you in the studio with me tonight.
Me too. And congrats on everything for you. Like, I'm very happy and proud of you as well. You know, we all need somebody to look up to that's doing something great. So, kudos to you for what you're doing.
Yeah, you just put me in another mind frame because I was supposed to start school.
Okay.
Yeah, this month, but that didn't happen. So, but it's good. It's good because I have a lot of different things on my plate right now. And when I go back to school this time, I'm 45. So when I go back to school this time, I want to be focused. I want to be able to get in, get it done, and come out at a reasonable time so I don't have to open all
money. Yeah.
I want to be in a different place, and the place that I want to be in is I want to be able to live off of my 10% and tithe my 90.
Okay.
So that's where I'm trying to go.
Okay, I feel you on that. I know that's
yeah, it's a little road to get there, but, yeah, I got a couple of irons in the fire, keeping my She Empowers the coming to Maryland.
Okay.
Empowers, that's the latest thing that I'm doing, and it's a empowering women's organization based on membership, and so we're starting different affiliates and hopefully all 50 states. So Maryland is on, Maryland is, and I have a couple of connects that I'm going to put you in contact with.
Okay.
For that limelight. I really love Blue Hill in D.C.
Okay.
And I really think that's somewhere you need to be. So I will take a look at that and see how we can get that connected. Kiara, I am so proud of you. I'll be seeing you in Frankfurt, Germany. Woo! That baby's going to Germany, y'all. That is wonderful. All with the help and the grace of God, you know, that you were able to be instrumental in her life, and now she can kind of pay it forward. Speaking of paying it forward with this 1 minute that we have left, I was on your Facebook page just kind of scrolling through, and I saw this thing that you did, and it brought me to tears in so many different reasons. But you did a pay it forward session.
Uh-huh.
And the clip was basically whatever it was that you were doing on your vacation, every time that you went to eat, you did not eat it all. You bagged up enough, like we would just get a box, a to-go box, and you handed it out to people who were homeless on the street.
Yes.
Give me 30 seconds.
Well, basically everything that we had, food, I have a resort, a timeshare, whatever, so we bought food from the store as well. We didn't eat everything.
Okay.
So I said, we're not throwing this food away. We're going to find, because there's so many homeless people in Vegas, that we're going to find somebody to give this to. So my cousin and a few of our other friends, we all got our stuff together. We put it in bags. And we're like in there, like we're making goodie bags for Halloween for class. And it was 105 degrees that day. And we walked out on the whole Vegas Strip finding homeless people to give the food to. Why throw it away? My grandmother always said, don't put more on your plate than you can eat. Waste not, want not. So we made sure we gave it to somebody who would appreciate it and who could use it.
Family.
Yep.
Did you hear that? It wasn't about, you know, anything selfish. This is all about being grateful, being honoring, and wanting to help someone else. Let's start the movement. I'm going to create a hashtag for it, and it's not going to be pay it forward because somebody already did that. But I'm going to create a hashtag about the what she did, and I think that if we all just get together somewhere in our mind and say that this is a movement, this is something that we need to get done and to help someone else, literally, we can walk outside and not even 5 minutes outside your door and see a homeless person.
Yep.
And I know we only have a short amount of time, but do keep in mind, on November the 1st of this year, there will be 6,000 plus women and men in incarceration who will come out of incarceration based on this new law.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see an influx in a couple of months of homeless women and men on the street. And my heart breaks for the women, not that it doesn't break for the men, but some of these women are going to be homeless because of out of a lack of. So if you don't have children, you can't go to shelter. You're going to see these women on the street. So not just the women, that's just where my passion is for women, but definitely see what you can do in your own home. It's not going to cost you anything. You're already out buying. Pick something up for somebody else. Pass it on to them, whether it's money, whether it's food, whether it's toiletries. That's a movement that we should carry out at the end of this year, and I'm going to get back to
watch the hashtag
family.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I loved it. Go to her page and see exactly what it is that she did. Watch the video. Just see how moving the video is. It was really awesome. Family, I love you for hanging out with us tonight. We will be back again next week, so I appreciate you to the fullest. Tonight, we are, what was the word of the day? Transparency. Epic. Phenomenal transparency. That's what happened here tonight. We will see you on next week, next Thursday, same time, same place. The link will be up. Of course, you know I'm not going to share with you who the guest is. You'll have to hang with me and find out. Tonight, we're going to go out tonight. I have to play my song again. So I will talk to you later. Have a wonderful night. Stay hydrated. It's going to get hotter this weekend. Hope you enjoy the cool weather, but it's going to get hot on you again. This is your host, Shan, loving you all. Positive energy always.
I don't even know where to start, but it seems like our problems are deeper than just us. It's like something in your past is haunting you, and it's preventing us from moving forward. Every day I wake up and I wonder, why am I still here? One question I ask myself every day is, why stay?
Why do you love me? Why do you care for me? Why you do the things you do? You said that you love me. You said you would care for me. Make my dreams come true. Why do you hold me? Why you console me? Why you do the things you do? Why stay?